that far out, you don't, you, if you run out of anything, you don't just step out and get it.
Yeah. Can you tell me some of the water around here, lakes or rivers? That's what I mean.
What is the...
Where you live, was there water nearby or?
No, not nothing but branches. Now, Bridge Creek was back, but it was 2-3 miles. About 2 miles, I reckon, from where I live. Bridge Creek was. And the Baypole branch, it was just a branch, but it was a big branch. It had water in it just about a year round.
What did you call a low place, you know? Where water would stand most of the time.
We just call it a flat.
Was there any different type of land here? Could you tell me about the different types of land you had?
No, I don't know. Now, of course, some of it might be sandy soil, some of it might be a little bit clay, but most of it's still about the same thing, I reckon. Wouldn't you think so, Miss McGee? I know my daddy had one field that was pretty sandy.
Yes, ma'am.
He called it the old sand field sometimes.
Did y'all ever have, do you have any of that real black, thick soil here?
No, not. I wouldn't think like you was thinking about. It looked like, no, we don't have that. Not that I know of around here.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't tell you we made our own syrup, but yeah, did I tell you we made the syrup? Put it in.
Virginia, you're right. It wasn't homemade. I mean, it wasn't artificial. It was Virginia.
No, we growed the cane, made the syrup out of that.
What kind was it? That purple cane, ribbon cane?
Yeah, and green cane. Oh, right. My daddy had the green cane and the purple and the. You know, you've seen it striped. Well, he had all kinds. He always grew a bunch of it.
Yeah, I remember my grandfather growing it, and he would take a piece and cut it up and hand me a little chunk.
Yeah,
you know?
Come in.
Somebody coming to visit you?
I think it's the girl up in the paper phone.
Remember
not, but she used syrup, but I can't remember how much.